So this morning, we have the opportunity to continue our journey together with Jesus during these Sundays in Lent as we turn our faces toward the cross. And along the way, this morning we passed through the small rural town of Bethany that's located on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives, just 2 miles from the city of Jerusalem. And I want to invite you to come quickly, because we've just been invited into the home of the most famous sisters in the Bible. Who might they be? Mary and Martha, that's right. Now, this is a real treat for Jesus and the friends that are traveling with them. Remember, they have been camping out for many nights on the hillside, on the seashore, in the hull of a fishing boat on the Sea of Galilee. And I remember hearing Jesus once say, "Although foxes have holes and birds have nests, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Although the world most of the time receives him not, on this afternoon, in this story, when Jesus knocks, the door is open. And soon, Jesus will be welcomed in this home. This will become a home where he is recognized, not as a stranger, but recognized as the Lord and Savior. This will become a home where he has the opportunity to demonstrate his love and to be loved. I want to invite our friend Casey to come. He's going to read that gospel story out of Luke chapter 10 involving Mary and Martha. And then together, let's bring our voices together for our monthly memory verse out of 1 Corinthians 16, which will be projected up on the screen as well. Casey, thank you.
Good morning. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
So as we then enter this home, along with Jesus and his friends, we are greeted by these famous sisters, Mary and Martha. Now, you may recall meeting their brother. Their brother is Lazarus. And it's Lazarus. He's one of the few people in the Bible who experienced resurrection on this side of heaven, along with Jairus's 12-year-old daughter, and of course our Lord Jesus Christ, who was raised on the third day. Pretty amazing that this Jairus's 12-year-old daughter, Lazarus, also experienced resurrection on this side of heaven. Now, it's not mentioned here. I don't think it's even mentioned anywhere in the Bible that Martha is the oldest sister. That's assumed that Martha is the older sibling, and I think that's because, like so many older sisters and brothers, generally speaking, they have a tendency at times to come across a bit bossy. They want to take control and just get her done, and sometimes that tendency is at the expense of their younger sibling. Sometimes it's even at the expense of their own well-being. Now, I am the oldest of three, and I'm sure glad I'm not like that.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my younger sister Jody's here this morning. You just sit still and be quiet. You don't need to say anything. Now, I want to say that before I turn this, though, any further into a message about the positive and the negative traits of one's birth order, or even denouncing Martha, and I've done that in these messages when I've shared from this story. Martha, Martha, Martha. You know, just denouncing Martha. We need to understand, my friends, that in this gospel culture where Mary and Martha find themselves, Martha is actually, demonstrating, she's the perfect host. She really is. Martha is the perfect host. Like many of us, she's living with many calls, and they're all important. You know, the call to be a wonderful host, the call to be a woman, and the call, you know, to respond to her guests now, and the call to sit at Jesus' feet. So she has these many calls, but she really is demonstrating what it looks like to be the perfect host in that culture. Young Jewish women, girls and women and men, they learned early in life that the importance and the social expectation of good hospitality, and it was considered shameful even to turn anyone away or to be unprepared. And I'd like to believe that this is somewhat true for us today as we welcome each other into our homes. My wife and I, we've been busy preparing to host this afternoon our son Michael's 13th birthday party. Michael is 13 on this day, and soon Michael's grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins will be coming over through our front door, and they're anticipating that the door will be unlocked, that the door will be open, that we will welcome them, and they anticipate some good food as well. And Don always lets the kids decide what they want for their birthday dinner and their dessert. And Michael has chosen tacos and peanut butter pie. I'm not sure they go together, but we'll see. So, well, despite Martha's frustration that's obvious here with her sister Mary, you know, not lifting a finger, and notice too, Martha's tone, you know, she's been badgered for that as well. You know, just kind of her attitude and her tone. She says, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her, please, to help me. Tell her to help me." Now, notice Jesus's tone and his response back to Martha in verses 41 and 42. "Dear Martha, 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 dear Martha, you are worried and upset about many things." You know, he's like, "Martha, sit down." You know, he's not that. He's like, "Dear, dear Martha." Really a term of intimacy and endearment here. "Dear Martha, you are worried and upset about many things right now." But, you know, we can relate to Martha, right? I mean, we've been there. We've been on both sides of this. We get it. You know, there's a lot to worry about in this life. There's much to worry about and fret about every day, from the stock market to the presidential election, to weather, to family dynamics, to the changes that the new pastor's going to bring, to health care and education and trying to figure out how we're going to make ends meet. Not having any greeters at the front door at Pleasant Community Church on a Sunday. I worry about these things. And the Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates 2020 season. What's that going to bring? They're not off to a good start, my friend, so I'm worried. Worried about that. But listen, Jesus continues in verse 41 and 42a, and he says, "Dear Martha, few things are really needed. Or indeed, especially right now, only one thing is really necessary and essential." Now, you know, there's no doubt, as I have bathed in this story this week, there's no doubt that that Jesus recognizes that both of these women, both of these sisters, that they love him. You know, it was just a short time ago here that he stood at their door and knocked, and they warmly welcomed him in. And Martha is only doing right now what she thinks is best. It's what she's been taught. But at this moment, I think the lesson Jesus is trying to to say to her and even to us at this moment, right now, in this situation, the better thing is to bring herself out of the kitchen and join her sister and the disciples sitting at the feet of Jesus. And so Jesus says in 41b and 42, Mary has chosen what is better, what's most essential right now. And I can't take that away from her, Martha. So along the way, as we continue this journey through Lent, this 40-day stretch toward the cross, you know, Jesus is knocking, and he's knocking on your door. He's knocking on my home, my family, knocking on our hearts. And some of us too need to hear this invitation, this pull to step out of the kitchen, whatever that might represent for you right now. We need to hear that too, that we need to make sure we have some moments where we step away from the hustle and bustle and the worries and the responsibility, stepping out of the kitchen, away from the obligations, away from the worries and troubles at times, and away from our excuses and anger and unforgiveness, and come and see what Mary's modeling for us right now, the younger sister, and come and to be able to sit at the feet of Jesus. Amen? Brianna Childs, appreciate you, Brianna. She's here with us this morning. She shared the Devo with our youth last Sunday night downstairs. And Brianna is a college student at Houghton. And so she gets back here at times. And she was just talking about, you know, the busyness of a young person in college. And some of you can relate to that. And her message, though, to the kids was, like, in all that craziness of life, just the importance of taking time, you know, to sit at Jesus' feet. Even for her, that's such a challenge. Even at a Christian university, how challenging that can be with all the responsibilities that come with that. And her key text was Psalm 46:10, which appears on this cross here. It might be kind of hard to see from back there. But it says, "Be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is God." Christ inviting us to a place. Christ is inviting us to come and to a place where there's opportunity to be loved, and there's opportunity to learn to love. But sometimes, you know, we need to come get out of the kitchen and create, allow some space for the Spirit to work and come alongside us, and allow space for there to maybe be an intimate or instructive, maybe sometimes an incredible moment with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? I want to invite our worship team to come and begin to prepare themselves. And as they do, I don't want you to be distracted by them. They're just going to quietly set up because our work's not quite done yet. I want to give you an opportunity to listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to Pleasant Community Church this morning. And so I get it. You know, maybe some of us, if we could afford it, we would like to, it would be nice to be able to hire a Martha to come and do all our work. Amen? but beside that, I want you to ask I want to create some space here for us to sit at Jesus' feet and respond to some important questions, which we will leave up on this screen for you. The first, what is one thing that is needed for you right now? What is the one thing that is needed? Jesus, you know, says that to Martha. Martha, only one thing is needed right now, and Mary's chosen it. And so what is that one thing that maybe you are searching for and in need of for you? What about for your family, perhaps, or our church, as we have begun a new season of ministry? That would be a good question for us to wrestle with together these next few months. What's the What's the main things that Christ is calling us to do? There's many good things we can do and could do and should do, but what are the essential things that Christ is calling Pleasant Community Church to do together in this new season of ministry? This is a more pointed question, perhaps. If Jesus was to stop by unexpectedly to your house today, you know, what might he say? What might he say if he came by your place? Might he say, "Pass me the peanut butter pie"? Maybe. "Don't worry about tomorrow. You need to take better care of yourself. Slow down. Don't be in such a hurry. Life's passing you by. I wish we could spend more time together." It's time to turn off the TV and get off your phone. And this is last question, really, really kind of hit me hard. It's possible that we can be so busy, I guess I'm putting it into a statement, it's possible we can be so busy doing things for Jesus that we're not spending any time with him. I've been guilty of that as a pastor. Try to justify it. Well, I'm a pastor. I got to do these things. And they're important, and we do. But just, you know, what is needed right now?